You know the hardest part about being a creative? The fact that you have to overthink what counts as good enough work. And because of that, you end up not actually putting out anything because to you, it's not good. I'm saying this because a lot of people, or should I say a lot of creatives, are most likely stuck in this loop. It could be anything. It could be a podcaster, case in point, me. You could be a designer, a writer. You could sing. You could be anything in the creative space, and you could be stuck in that constant loophole of trying to figure out if your work is worthy enough to be posted or worthy enough for anyone to see. And I've seen this especially with writers. I'm saying this because I have had a situation with someone, with a friend of mine. She writes, right? But then she finds it difficult to share it with people because she's scared of being confronted about her work. And honestly, it's a bad thing per se, but then it's not a healthy thing, because being creative, as okay as it sounds, is not just for you. A lot of people have a lot to learn from what you have. And don't think that your work, because it seems less than perfect, isn't good enough to the people that would want to read it or would want to look at it. Your creativity or whatever work you have to offer in itself, in its whole essence, is good enough to be shared. You do not have to wait to have the most well put together work before you can share it to anyone. There's this book I read, Show Your Work, by Austin Kleon. I can't remember how to pronounce his name. But then he basically talked about how it was for designers, right? But then you could also apply this if you're in the creative space. Show whatever you have. Like, document what you have to offer. Show bits and pieces. Show the rough drafts, the unfiltered parts, the less than polished areas of your work. Because what do you have to lose when you show it? I'm saying this to creatives because it's also my sub as well. And the very annoying thing about having this sort of, or being in this sort of headspace, is that you do not end up showing anything. Like, you have no evidence to show that you actually can do what you want to do. Like, there's no evidence to prove that you're creative. And it's so unhealthy. Because at the end of the day, you feel like you have so much to offer, but then you're not offering it because you don't think that your work is good enough to be offered. Trust me, there are people that would want to know about what you have to offer. And don't think that your work is generic. Sometimes it might seem like a lot of content seem generic, but then the fact that you made it isn't as generic as you'd think, really. Your version of anything is a unique version. And God, I always sound like an aspired to Maguire person, but that's just the truth. Your creative work is a reflection of your person. And honestly, that's good enough to share. Do not shrink yourself because you think that what you have to offer isn't good enough. You are more than enough. Your work is more than enough. And do not be afraid to share what you have. Share the unfiltered parts. Share the unedited parts. Do it afraid. People would want to listen. Even if it's one person, trust me. People would want to listen to what you have to say. And yes, there's also the very unhealthy part of comparison. It's so easy to compare. I'm saying this once again because this is very personal. You'd see people doing so well, right? Showing their work, and then you're like, when me? Why not me? Why can't I be in this space or do as they are doing? Well, because they decided to do it afraid, you could do it afraid as well. Don't compare yourself so unhealthily. Compare in a way that you'd want to actually push yourself to do what you want to do. It's a new year coming. Monday will be the beginning of a new year. We're about to start the year unafraid, in your creative headspace, and showing your work. So this episode is brought to you by me, obviously, Lenny, while lying down on the bed. By the way, it's like, I don't know if I talked about the time previously. It's 10:53 p.m. West African time, well, Nigerian time actually, and I'm on my bed and I'm recording this podcast for you and for me as well, because I also struggle with this. And I feel like this podcast feels really intimate because it honestly feels like I'm talking to someone, to you, and you're listening wherever you are. And I hope this episode would mean something to you. Really, I hope you challenge yourself to show what you're made of, to show your creativity, and to not be afraid to show the unfiltered, unedited parts of what you can offer, and to not stifle your creativity because you're more than enough. You have everything it takes. So I will talk to you when I talk to you again. Bye.